NPHET will meet today to discuss what advice to give government on easing restrictions next week. And then later today, the powerful Cabinet subcommittee will meet to consider NPHET's advice. That committee, made up of the three coalition leaders and a number of senior ministers, is expected to recommend a full return of construction, the reopening of personal services like hairdressing, as well as a phased return of non-essential retail on a click-and-collect basis. In-person religious services are expected to be allowed to restart, as is outdoor sports training for the over-18s and the possible reopening of museums, galleries and libraries. Further reopening is dependent on case numbers. They were at 426 last night, plus 10 deaths. Hospital numbers and progress on vaccination. Well, there have been a number of changes to that vaccination programme announced in the last 24 hours. We'll go through them with Fergal Bowers in a moment, but first, speaking on RTE's primetime last night, the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, said it was unlikely that people would be able to choose what vaccine they get.
All of the vaccines have now been deemed appropriate and safe and highly effective for everyone aged 50 and over, which is fantastic news that we got today. It means that we can keep going at pace with the vaccine programme. And to your question, will there be a choice? It's not envisaged there would be a choice. And it's not because we wouldn't want to give one. We'd love to have as many vaccines and different types of vaccines as possible to let anybody choose what they want. But the reality is we've got to keep the vaccine programme moving at a pace that gets the country vaccinated as quickly as possible.
If you've registered for AstraZeneca in the 60 to 69 year old age group, if you've already registered for AstraZeneca, you cannot now change your mind and go to Johnson & Johnson.
So the operational details of exactly how AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson will be distributed from 50 up are things the HSE are working out right now. But certainly at the moment, it wouldn't be envisaged that there'd be a choice. But what we do see is both vaccines being used for those age groups.
That's Stephen Donnelly talking to Sarah McInerney on RTE's Primetime last night. Well, Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca vaccines, they're going to be used only in the over 50s, with some exceptions. Pfizer and Moderna are being used for the over 70s, who should have their vaccinations fully completed by the middle of May. At the moment, these two mRNA vaccines will be used for the 18 to 49 age groups as well. There are other changes too. We're joined by our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. Fergal, good morning. One of the changes, pregnant women will get vaccinated now.
Yes, the recommendation is that pregnant women get vaccinated between 14 and 36 weeks gestation with the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, so they're the mRNA vaccines, and that's after a discussion with their obstetric specialist on their risks and benefits. And the 14 to 36 weeks have both doses administered is viewed as the best window when the vaccination should be offered, given that pregnancy is a time-sensitive condition, NIAC says. And NIAC says that pregnant women are at similar risk of COVID-19 infection to non-pregnant women of the same age, that the overall risk of severe illness in pregnancy is very low, and that there's no evidence that the COVID-19 vaccine affects fertility or the fetus.
Okay. Now, Fergal, they also announced that anyone who has had COVID, the virus, and who is under the age of 50 can just be satisfied with one dose of a vaccine. But those who've had the virus and who are over 50 need two doses of the vaccine. Why?
Yes, some people under 50 years of age, they're going to get just one dose of an mRNA vaccine, you know, Pfizer or Moderna, and they'll be considered fully vaccinated under this revised government vaccination plan agreed by Cabinet. So it'll apply to people who had a laboratory-confirmed COVID-19 determination in the previous 6 months and who are not immunocompromised. And NIAC and the government say it's based on evidence regarding the immune response for people under 50 who had COVID-19, showing that a second mRNA dose doesn't appear to increase the immune response. The people who are over 50 will get their second dose, as this group appears to have a less robust immune response. And that's what's going to happen in terms of the programme from here on in.
Okay. And in relation to the vaccination programme as it is now, we were told that the over 70s should all be finished, two doses by the middle of May. So if that is proceeding, then they're almost done. The AstraZeneca is being given to the 60 to 69 age group. That's underway. The Johnson & Johnson then for the 50 to 59 age group, is that going to start now in parallel with the J&J supplies that are already in the country?
Well, the agency will be working through the logistics of this. I think we'll hear more from them tomorrow when they give their briefing as to the implications of the changes in the plan. I mean, there have been so many changes coming thick and fast at people, people who run the service and also the public. It's all very difficult to absorb and it's quite complex. But the hope is that it will mean more vaccines for more people. So the registration for people 60 to 69, I mean, that has fully opened using AstraZeneca, and I think over 250,000 people, you know, have registered in that category at this point. So, as you say, the next group will be 50 to 59. We're waiting to hear when registration will start in that group. I think the latest developments will mean that they likely get the Johnson & Johnson single dose vaccine. That should start shortly, and then we'd move to the 40 to 49 year age group. And there are about 2.5 million doses of Pfizer and Moderna due here between now and June. So it's hard to see a shortage of vaccines now for the various age groupings, given what's happened at this point.
Yeah, it's a lot of vaccines coming in, all right. But are there enough vaccinators?
Well, the HSC has said that it has enough vaccinators. Recent figures at a health committee was over 1,500, and more will be added if needed. But I have seen reports, individual reports from people of, you know, long waiting times, maybe an hour, even an hour and a half or more outside some of the mass vaccination centres in Dublin and Limerick. And, you know, many of these people are older people. They have to stand outside in the open air, rain, wind, cold, sun. That's not easy. And some people have complained they feel it's down to maybe there aren't enough vaccinators inside in the centres to process people quickly enough. But the HSC insists it has sufficient vaccinators. But I suppose that's an issue of people having to wait very long periods. In whatever the weather is, it's not easy to be standing.
And just finally, Fergal, as all these bodies prepare to meet today with the aim of reopening society, reopening the economy as the weeks and months go on, that full reopening presumably dependent on acquired immunity within the population. So that target of 80% of first doses delivered by the end of June, that's still the aim. Is it still achievable?
Well, the vaccination plan target for April was that in April, the month of April, that the HSC would do 860,000 vaccinations. But yesterday, Minister Donnelly said that April is looking more likely at about 700,000 or so vaccinations. So, you know, that's significantly less. So we're missing targets, and we're consistently missing targets. And the hope is that the latest changes will result in faster vaccination for people. No one has said in government that the target of having over 80% of people getting their first dose of vaccine by the end of June will not be met. And I suppose it's a fundamental target. The full reopening of society is obviously heavily dependent on widespread population immunity. But the significant easing and further easing of restrictions, probably more dependent on, you know, significant number of the population getting their first dose of vaccine. So it's a crucial target.
Absolutely. Fergal, great to talk to you again. Thank you very much. Fergal Bowers, our health correspondent.